time. Corey's actually helped me with game shows and all kinds of other things. So our relationship goes beyond radio and will continue to go beyond radio. And I'd also like to say I'm proud of the young man that you become. Considering, you know, you had green hair when we first met.
It was a good look, though.
It was at the time. But you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up next week. So, you know, I think maybe you can revisit that.
Listen, at now approaching 46 as opposed to 22, I'm just glad that I still have hair. Dave.
So, take a look to the right and you'll understand why our poster boy.
I think that that's all fine. But yeah, enjoy today. But
I will.
You know where the office is, so you're always welcome. Just don't, it doesn't have to be at 6 in the morning.
That means you're taking off my entry code, right?
Maybe.
I'll have to call in reservations.
It'll be fine. Have a great morning this morning, gentlemen.
Appreciate you stopping in, Corey. Thank you. Those words mean a lot to me.
Phone is yours.
Okay. So we have Jim Jeanette on the line.
Go ahead. You've got him.
Oh, I've got Steve Smethers on this side here.
So, all right.
So here's Steve Smethers. We'll go with him first. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm feeling every one of those 500 watts this morning of KMAN signal penetrating my soul as we say goodbye to Dave Lewis. Dave, you know, I'll tell everybody what I put on Twitter the other day when you announced this. I sincerely mean this. I always hate to see good people get off the air. And there's so many reasons for that. And, you know, they say that radio is a business that eats its young. It also eats its old people, too.
No kidding. We age quickly in here, don't we?
We age quickly. Oh, my goodness, yeah. But, you know, I was struck by something this morning. You know, you were talking about all of the many historic events that have happened in our community since you've been on the air here in Manhattan. You know, the floods, the tornado warnings, the ice storm that we had. And you know the thing about it? There's a common thread to all of that, and that is that you have been at the center of all of this as a representative of what local radio is to a community. You know, we can't ever lose sight of the fact that we need people on the air who understand the central role of radio, newspapers, TV in a community. And I really think we're going to miss you because of that. Not that anybody else out there doesn't understand it, but it's because you felt it so well as a kid from Elmo, Kansas. You know, you grew up. You grew up knowing your neighbors. And I think that's going to be something that we'll always miss about you.
Do you want to tell your favorite story about me?
Which one?
I'm thinking back to days when we used to hang out at Aggie Station.
Dave Lewis, my friends, this is the truth. And I know we have thousands of people listening right now, and forgive me for how this message sounds, but there was a time when Dave Lewis was the very best ice spitter that I've ever known. In fact, he's the only ice spitter that I've ever known.
That's right, Troy. Ice spitting was my forte.
Spittoon not needed.
He could sit across the table from you, and he could spit a piece of ice into your glass. It's an amazing feat. I think we ought to make it an Olympic event. And if we do, we know America has just won its gold medal.
Julie Gibbs at Riley County Health would like a word.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine. The glass would be empty, by the way.
The glass is
wouldn't
empty,
be shared.
Yeah. We wouldn't be drinking out of that glass, no.
Well, Steve, you have been such a great friend for, gosh, over 30 years and someone who has been a mentor and a supporter. And I love you, brother. You're like family to me. And one of the great things about this business is that you establish a brotherhood. And while I've got you here on the air, I want to talk about a couple of other radio people that I learned a tremendous amount from, not necessarily just as a broadcaster, but as a person that is a personality outside of his time in radio. Sonny Slater.
Oh, yes.
I remember, you know, going to farm shows at the Bicentennial Center in Salina, and you can recollect the same thing. Sonny Slater was the farm director and a radio icon and one of the great broadcasters in the state of Kansas. What I learned from Sonny was how to endear yourselves to your listeners.
That's right.
Because when somebody would approach Sonny Slater at a farm show or wherever he was, he embraced them and absolutely brought them into his world. And he, in doing so, showed how much he appreciated being a part of theirs.
That's exactly right.
The other guy I learned an awful lot from was Rick Mack. And what I learned from Rick Mack is that when you hit that microphone in the first time of the morning, it's showtime.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, he was, I'm drawing a blank here. The guy that introduced him at the Hall of Fame, former KSAO guy.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Henriquez?
No, it wasn't Jerry.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway. He called Rick the Dean of Radio in Kansas. And, you know, here he was, a top 40 jock, and just, I mean, it was just amazing seeing Rick. You know, he had these gold bracelets and gold rings, and he would just pull up his shirt sleeves, and he'd rattle his chains, and Rick was on the radio. And those were two of the biggest broadcast influences that I think I could possibly have. And what better role models to follow?
I would put both of those people on my list of influencers as well.
Yeah.
And just the general enthusiasm that they both had for their jobs. It was amazing, you know.
Steve, you and I will be having more opportunities to gather at the Hall of Fame corner at Kites.
I like that.
You know, and Steve was inducted last year into the Kansas Broadcast Hall of Fame, and myself got in a couple of years ago, which I still am mesmerized by that. And then Chappie, we get together at the corner there at the bar, and we call it the Hall of Fame corner at Kites. Looking forward to more of those. My friend, God bless you.
Okay, Dave, thank you for all you've done for us.
Appreciate your call.
Steven slipping into the control seat over there.
Yes, good morning.
You've got line one there waiting for you, my friend. It's Jim Janin.
If you've already picked it up over there, you have to patch it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're going to have fun learning this whole morning show routine, aren't you, Troy? This is really just your test run.
Yeah, it really is, doggone it. All right, let's try that. Jim, are you there? Okay, there you go. As Dave is listening.
And we'll keep on talking when we can because we have to talk rock and roll, of course. I did post on the K-Man 1350 Facebook page a little bit ago, our secret, and I put our picture on my Facebook page. But people need to know that you and I are the true Jake and Elwood Blues.
Bow, 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 hibbity, hibbity, dude, water.
Okay.
Do you do karaoke?
We do karaoke. We do a lot of things.
But Can you do cartwheels?
I don't do those anymore. I gave it up for Lynn. Quick piece of trivia, rock and roll trivia, about the group, your favorite group, Kansas. VH1 recorded an episode of Behind the Scenes with the members of Kansas, but it never aired. Do you know why it never aired?
I do not.
Because their lives were too boring. Think about it.
I can imagine that. All right.
Hey, thanks for everything you've done for this community. Thanks for your belief in MATC. My little girl is going to miss hearing your voice every morning when we're getting her dressed and ready for school. And my son Ben says to tell you hi.
Hey.
And God bless you, sir. You're doing great things.
Likewise. Give him hugs for me, would you?
Will do.
All right.
Bye.
And the parade continues on. Dave G.,
yes,
what do
sir.
You have to say?
Hey. Who are we talking about? Oh, we got a call?
Sorry,
we do, but go ahead.
Let the call go. You can let the call go.
You go ahead.
Okay. I don't know. Who are we talking about again?
I thought you were letting the call go.
I think it's the gentleman there to your left.
Oh, Dave. I thought this was for me.
I'm the OG Dave.
Yeah, wait a minute. I just want to say congratulations, and you've been a big-time influence on me. Not only radio-wise, but your advice as a new father, as a new father for me, your advice has been amazing. And you've been a great coming in and talking to me every day during the K-Rock Morning Show and the K-Man Morning Show. Mm-hmm. is awesome. I wish there were some jokes that I could attribute to Dave. I've taken credit for
it. FCC regulations yeah. that may be violated.
Not to pull the not to pull the thing back and expose Dave, but you've come up with some jokes that my old partner Dan
SFW.
Yeah, we thought, how did we not think of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just. I don't want to get too sappy, but I'm going to miss you a lot.
Yeah, likewise.
Not only are you a coworker of mine, but I you're my friend.
And yeah, you, absolutely.
It'll be 6 years in May that I've been on the K-Rock Morning
really?
Show. Yeah. Wow. And you have been amazing every year. And I really, really appreciate you. And, yeah, I'm going to miss you a lot. I really am going to miss
you
a lot.
That's just because, you know, I bring you treats. I mean, it's just like you're my big black lab, you
know? I know. And you're just like, here you go. Here's some cheese. It's yeah. 6 o'clock. And
exactly.
I'm like, fine. That's fine. Yeah, we're going to have to hit up Vista sometime.
Well, I'm proud of you. You know, you've become quite a young broadcaster and a great talent and an even greater friend. And those things will always continue. And I got to tell you, the other night when your daughter reached out to me and loved on me when we were at dinner.
Yes.
Oh.
She my daughter Sophia, she'll be 10 months next week. She loves her some Dave Lewis. She was all over you. She couldn't stop, like, you know, we're trying to eat and I'm like, okay, just hand her over to
yeah,
cuz she won't stop watching you. I can't wait for you to watch her grow up and me to tell her stories about how awesome you were in not only my career but my personal life as well. Yeah, good luck to you. I hope I'm going to get on this podcast, maybe. I mean, well, you know, I mean.
You know, you and I still need to do our own podcast.
We got to do something, yeah.
I mean, you and I would have, oh my goodness, we'd have so much fun. One of the things that David G. and who was also in the
Dan Halen.
Dan Halen, who was on the K-Rock Morning Show. We always talked about trying to do a show together that it would allow me to be non-compliant with the K-Man protocols.
Well, we said we'd just block your voice, you know, with the, like, when they do the interviews with
voice synthesizer.
Hi, yeah. This is Dave. This is the voice for the past with the really this raunchy is, humor.
This is not Dave Lewis. This is someone else. Because Dave, like I said, Dave is so quick-witted and so funny. And yeah, maybe one day you'll come back and be on the K-Rock Morning Show as a
ooh.
Guest. That, I think it'd be rad.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I could do that remotely, you know.
Dude! All right.
Not at 6 a.m.
No, no.
Well, those days are over.
I'll see you at 5:45.
No.
First thing in the morning.
That's yeah. right.
There we go. Hey,
congratulations.
Thank you,
and
bud.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, bud.
Thank
love you,
very
you
much.
Too.
Right. Love you.
Well, we do have a call standing by. So, good morning, caller. You're on the air with Dave Lewis.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Lyle Butler.
Hey. Hello, my friend.
How are you? There,
I'm having a really good day.
Yeah, you're having a great day. The rest of us may not be having as good a day, but hey, Dave, I know that others want to call in. I just like to say a couple of things. And of course, as you know, having been on In Focus for 19 years with you and several news directors, that I have a unique perspective because I used to be in the broadcast industry as well many, many years ago. And one thing that I learned when I first was going to school and learning about broadcasting is I said, you know, if you're going to be a great on-air announcer, you have to understand that the people that are listening to you, it's not like this one big group of 10,000 people. It's one person at a time. It's one person listening to you on the radio, whether they're in the car, in their kitchen, in their bedroom, wherever, and be able to act like you're just going to be going out to have a cup of coffee with the announcer, in this case you, Dave, and kind of talk about life. And so your ability to communicate and share about your life as an announcer, the good times and the tougher times, but everything from scraping ice off your windshield in the morning to talking about your daughter's graduation and marriage and sharing those kinds of things, you know, endears you to the audience. And you are very, very successful in doing that. And in addition to your humor and all the things that you do that's so great, over the many years that you've been on the air, you've been able to share part of your life, which then makes us feel like You know, in our community, Manhattan, everybody talks about the family. Well, you're part of everybody's family. Whether there's 10,000 or 20,000 listeners out there, you're part of everybody's family. So although we congratulate you today for your time on the radio, we're going to miss you as part of the family every morning that we wake up and find out what's going on in the world today. So, Dave, we'll miss that. The other thing I'll say is that the thing that I've always appreciated about you is that you immersed yourself in the community. So when you talk about the Manhattan area and the Manhattan community, you really have a passion for the community, and you understand it, and you are always looking in this day and age where media is often criticized for being too polarized. You worked very hard to make sure that we had the right information, and we'll always appreciate that. So Godspeed, and we wish you success in the new endeavor as technology takes you to all new levels.
Well, your friendship, Lyle, means mountains to me, and the support that you've given me, not just, you know, as a broadcaster, but also as a commissioner, and the advice and mentorship that you've allowed me to embrace has meant a lot to me. So I thank you so much for your comments. And you know, gosh, we get to talk with you on a podcast coming up here on Think MHK.
That's
here,
right,
in a couple of months. So, Lyle, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, and it's good to hear all the memories this morning.
Yeah.
And best wishes.
Thank you. Thank you. And one of the things, and we don't have anybody stand. Do we have somebody stand by?
We do.
Okay. All right. Let's do that then.
Speaking of Think MHK and similar veins, Karen Hibbard with the Convention and Visitors Bureau joining us.
Hello, sister.
How about? There we go.
There we go.
Good morning, Dave.
Hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
Hey, congratulations to you, Dave. It is going to be so different. And
you have to hear Troy.
We'll not hear the humor between you, Brandon, and Troy.
and by the way, Troy, you need to know this.
Yes.
No stories about snakes before 7 a.m.
I do remember that policy.
Okay, all right.
You know, we old farm girls, it's some things, it's just a fear that I'll never get over. Yeah. But, Dave, I do want to tell you thank you. On behalf of the community of Manhattan, you have done a tremendous job of always supporting Manhattan, the events that make Manhattan attractive. Currently, right now, we've got 2A going on, and you and your staff have done a great job of informing people about what has been happening during 2A. Hmm. But that has gone on for many, many years. I appreciate your efforts that you have always had with supporting Visit Manhattan. You have served on our steering committees. You have helped us guide and envision to help make Manhattan an attractive place. And the bonus is I also have gained a dear, dear friend.
Absolutely. And, you know, did for me as a friend during some of the darkest times of my life, with my wife's illness and passing, your love and support is immeasurable and something I'll always be grateful for.
Well, that's what friends are for, Dave, and I'm very blessed.
Not as much as I am. Thank you, dear.
Well, the joy of it all, we wish you the best, and guess what? I know where your podcast office is.
Hey. Good.
I'm going to go play some basketball.
All right. Have fun at 2A.
Best to you. Thank you.
Love you.
We continue the parade with Dave Lewis. This is Your Life. It just happens that we have one of your relatives on the line with us, your nephew Jeremy, checking in this morning.
Uncle Dave. How are you?
I'm good.
Surreal moment this morning, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, definitely so. You know, I was thinking about things yesterday when I was, I knew that this day was approaching and obviously the closing of a big chapter in your life story. And it dawned on me, and I'm not sure how it hasn't dawned on me to this point, but I think I owe you a pretty big debt of gratitude for the life that I have today. Because if it wasn't for you reaching out to me in 2005 and telling me, hey, there's a sales position available up here at Manhattan Broadcasting, and we're looking for somebody, send me your resume, I probably wouldn't have moved up to Manhattan. And I wouldn't have gotten a call on the boys over at Bork Brothers and get to develop a relationship with them. And I wouldn't have met my wife. And I wouldn't have had the four wonderful children, the nephews and nieces that you have today. So it just kind of dawned on me that you were pretty instrumental in where I'm at in life today. And I wanted to just tell you thank you for that. It's been quite the blessing. So
thank you.
Of course. I'm very proud of you, as you know. I love you so much. And as much as the closing of this chapter might seem a little bit bittersweet for a lot of people, I know that your influence within the community is going to live on long after your days there at KMAN. They're going to have some big shoes to fill if they ever can there. And I just want to wish you the best and look forward to being able to celebrate this with you at some point over a beer.
Now, I may be coming to Wichita tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So if I do, we will all get together if we can.
Yeah, absolutely. I
proud of you, too.
Enjoy your last day, brother. I appreciate you.
Love you, too.
Take care.
We continue. I had a call from a gentleman in Arizona who happens to be listening this
morning
and just wants to weigh in and say hi.
Arizona? Who do I know in Arizona?
Well, Vic is on the line with us.
Hello, Victor.
Hello, David. How are you, my friend?
Vic was one of the first friends I met when I was here, when I moved here in 91. Played a lot of golf. He sold me a house that I'm still living in.
Yep. I believe we were introduced by Brad Streeter.
Yep. Actually, no, I don't know if but we were just there in your Phillips 66 store there on what is now a roundabout. or a high V store. So, Yeah, I'm so glad we were able to hook up when we went down there for the Fiesta Bowl here a few years ago and reconnect. But, Facebook has just been so much fun to be able to reconnect and continue those relationships. And I'll always value our friendship. Even though you would always beat me at golf, I don't care. I don't care. I know you're proud of that. Go ahead.
You could probably beat me today. I hardly even play anymore.
Yeah. Well, me either.
Here I am in sunny Arizona, and I hardly even get to play anymore.
Just rub in that sunny part of it, around
with
here. Where
six inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah, 17 degrees today.
Vic, thanks for calling, bud.
Yeah, it was only 75 yesterday, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Hey, congratulations on your new endeavors. And,
thank you.
Best of luck to you, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon.
And maybe we'll, do some golf sometime. Maybe meet in New Mexico or something.
There you go. That sounds like a plan. I'm actually going to be back in Kansas the end of May. We're coming back for my wife has two granddaughters that go to school in Blue Springs at different high schools, but their graduations are a night apart from each other, which works out perfectly for us. So, yep.
All right, Victor.
Anyway, take care, buddy.
You too. Appreciate the call.
All right, bye-bye.
Next up is a familiar conversationalist for you.
Are we playing any commercials in this hour?
We need to here at a point, but I want to make sure you get
this. Let's do that after this call.
This conversation in, because I know that you had a number of conversations over the years with this person, and we welcome on to the air Pat Collins.
Ah, hey, bud.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
Just a quick minute. I want you to play a song underneath.
Okay.
Born to Be Alive. Just certain, do you know how to look at
I do.
Okay. Put that in there because that's Pat's song.
That's
all right.
My song.
Just play
man.
That underneath here. And Pat, you can continue.
Okay. Hey, man, I just wanted to thank you for everything that you've done for us. And I know we met when we were first talking about severe weather in like 1991.
Yep.
And we did nights and evenings and mornings and everything else over the years. And I think most of the community doesn't know how much time and effort you put into this, and the number of lives that you and K-Man have saved over the years with severe weather and floods and stuff like that.
Well, we've had a lot of history together, haven't we?
We have.
One of the great things was being a county commissioner and working with you. So very fortunate for those 4 years that I had that capacity, and then you go and retire before me. So, you know.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of people that I've worked with, and you're right at the top of that. So and I appreciate everything you've done for us and the community.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Best luck in your endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a lot to look forward to. And well, we do need to touch base on that here before we move in. Can we take the commercial break?
We can do that.
All right. I'll let you close it out.
This is the last hour of Dave Lewis's time with News Radio KMAN in Manhattan Broadcasting, because he thinks he's retiring. He thinks he's getting out of this business. Go figure. Something about radio being in your blood, right?
Yeah. It's a virus.
8:32 our time now at News Radio KMAN.